This Two Lectures episode features award-winning director and filmmaker Dan Mace, recorded live at the global event in Cardigan, West Wales in 2016.
Okay, awesome. So, good morning, everybody. I'm Dan Mace. I'm a film director from the beautiful city of Cape Town, South Africa. I'm going to be dedicating these next 20 minutes or 15 minutes now to the importance of keeping it real as a young creative in the 21st century. When I was your guys' age, around, that's me over there, 14, 15, I got accepted into a private school where I came from a less privileged background to everybody else, people that I started to, you know, people that became my friends, and I really wanted to fit in, and I tried to, like, fulfill this role of wanting to be cool, and I kind of feel at the beginning of my teens, that's when my values really started to change as a teenager. My sister, my twin sister, on the right-hand side over there, she's an extreme academic, and she kind of went into school and she had the friends and the people because she had the brains, and I always felt that I didn't have the brains, so I kind of became this instigator, naughty kid that was so different to the kid that I was growing up, and now I'm kind of finding myself on this journey to try and become that guy again, you know, that pure youngster, you know. So sorry, I just lost my way here, but you know, being a teenager, you know, I just wanted to be cool and fit in, and the more I moved away from my core values, the more lost I felt. I kind of felt, you know, that I need to prove myself, and I kind of created these unachievable goals. I just wanted to be rich, I wanted to live in this big mansion, drive fast cars, I wanted to hook up with pretty girls, because that's, to me, that's what I thought was cool, you know. I believed in things that to me now seem so pointless. And it's okay, because these were confusing times for me, and I think it's okay to be confused. As a teenager, you should use this confusion to fuel your curiosity, you know. Essentially, being a teenager is about figuring out what it is, who it is you are, you know, what do you want out of life, and ask questions, you know. Don't be scared to you know, my mom used to say to me, this is what I used to look like, and my mom used to say to me, you know, you're going to look back at these photos, you dye your hair and have this like mop on your head, and you're going to be like, what the hell was I thinking? And I look at this now and I think, you know, jeepers, I look like such an idiot. But at the same time, that's what shaped me into the person that I am today, you know. And be proud of these things, you know. Don't be scared to experiment and kind of just go out there and try and be who you are, you know. Later I realized, you know, it wasn't just my insecurities that were kind of shaping me into this person that I wasn't, but it's also the media, you know. It's difficult because the media is telling us consistently that, you know, we are not thin enough, we are not, we're not cool enough, we don't have enough Instagram followers, you know, we're not showing enough skin on our Instagram photos to get the likes that we need to be happy. And that's a scary thing, because it's not just, the media is not just kind of telling us who we should be, but at the same time, it's kind of makes us understand that anything good and anything that we own in our life, and anything that we love, and we, you know, it's going to be taken away from us. It's eventually going to die. It's going to fade, because impermanence is actually quite a real thing. And that's a scary thing, because we live in the day and we say, you know what, I want to live for this moment right now. You know, I want to, sorry, I missed a slide, but because the media is trying to shape us as these consumers to purchase now, to try and, you know, to act now, to purchase more, to understand that impermanence is real. So, you know, we want to act in the moment, and because of this, because we understand this impermanence subconsciously, we want to be present and we want to live in the moment, and we kind of say, okay, cool, I'm going to be here now. And that's a very important thing. But at the same time, I don't think that a lot of us are sitting here and we're saying, you know, I am truly present, because most of us are sitting in a present moment saying, you know, what would make this moment better? I want to live in this day, and I want this day to be the best day ever. And I kind of, you know, if only it was sunny outside right now, if only Thomas was here and not at Juliet's party, you know, if only I was drinking a chocolate milk or listening to this guy speaking in front of all of us about some deep topic that probably doesn't even make sense right now. But, you know, it's about not having to ask those questions. And I go to bed at night and I've got a really fast brain, and I think to myself, like, ah, you know, what's the point of life, and why am I here, and what am I doing? And I start to freak out, and I think to myself, you know, just calm down, go into a happy space and kind of see yourself where you can be calm. And that's when I see myself holding my camera. And, you know, it's in that space and time that I'm holding my camera that I'm surrounded by these elements that I can't control. The universe is kind of throwing all these things at me. It might be raining, and I'm surrounded by people that I might not like, and I have to capture this moment for the best of the moment that it is. And it's in that point in time that I'm actually truly present, because I'm not questioning the moment. I'm not questioning what would make it better, but rather capturing it for the way that it was given to me and sharing it with the world around me. And that's essentially what, for me, answers the question, why filmmaking? Because filmmaking actually puts me in a present moment in time. And, okay, this is a, I think this is another clip. So yeah, basically it's taken me, I've been making films since I was 16 years old. I'm 26 now, which might seem really old for you guys, but I actually feel really young, okay? When you get 26, you're gonna be like, geez, that guy was actually young, okay? So yeah, basically it's taken me 10 years to kind of put that feeling into words, because if I had to ask any of you, like, who wants to be a filmmaker here? Any hands? You, why? Why would you like to be a filmmaker? Exactly, it's a feeling, right? So filmmaking and arts and creativity is a feeling. You can't really, I get so irritated when people say, you know, why filmmaking? You want to be like, look at what I just said, you know, and someone would be so bored if I had to pitch that to them in the shopping center or whatever. But it's a feeling that you have to, you know, it takes years and years to try and kind of put that into words, because it's such a personal journey. And so basically, yeah, moving on, that's just my background. I hope I don't run over time, yeah? But yeah, basically, you know, that's what, actually, who here runs a YouTube channel, just out of curiosity? So you run a YouTube channel, we've got one person in the whole room, two people, three people, okay, awesome. Because I think the issue is, you know, with running a YouTube channel and being a young filmmaker that understands all the elements of the filmmaking process, you think that your films are little and smaller and less valuable than those big TV commercials that you see, or big block budget, but making a YouTube channel is at the same level, regardless about the budget that you use to make your films. Like, I came back from Cannes now, Cannes Lion, where I won two silver awards for films that were just made for my YouTube channel, you know, low budget films that are made for my YouTube channel. And I believe these films won not because of their aesthetic value, but because they're real, they're believable films. And making a real film does not mean that it has to be honest or based on the truth, which both of these films are, but it's more about that they have to be believable. And that's the whole point of keeping it real, because you can't make something believable if you don't truly understand it yet. And as a creative, you can't move past these steps and say, like, whoa, you know, I want to make a film about, you know, the genocide, because you don't understand it. You can't live through that and actually create a believable product. And this film that I'm going to show you now was one film that I'm really proud of, because it was a moment that I kind of realized that, where I saw a young boy dancing in Johannesburg, an impoverished boy was dancing at the robots, and I wrote a poem about his life and the way how he uses the negatives in his space to kind of fuel his ability to dance in the silence for cars. And this film's called Gift, and I'd just like to play it for you quickly. It's 3 minutes.
Orange. Red. I'm lucky if I get 25 seconds, but it's not about the time. It's about the silence. I'm Gift, your standard. No real home, no parents, no school. Surrounded by hate, broke and on the hustle, but with faith. Difference is, I choose to see my world differently. My screwed up world, positively. try at least. Imagine you could dance to the sound of your fears. Instead of noise, tears, the chaos disappears. Poverty, something that's seen as a disability. But to me, I look at this concrete jungle society and think, surely, I'm the one that's free. You will never hear the silence without the noise. Would I want to be doing something else? Never. This is my life, and I'm pretty sure I'll keep dancing forever.
Thank you. The interesting part about that film, and if you picked up on it, was that the actual soundtrack, you call it diegetic noise, which is sound that happens in front of camera. So if you're filming here and I hit that, that's a diegetic sound. So we created the entire soundtrack out of diegetic noise. There was no actual music. So everything was recorded into a Zoom H4n, and then we turned it into an actual soundtrack afterwards, which is quite a process. But yeah, basically carrying on. So for me, I think creativity is the ability to believe in your perception enough so that you actually create an art form out of it to share with others around you. It's your point of contact. It's your way of being able to showcase the way you see the world. You know, if I had to take all of you right now and ask you to go and film a blade of grass with a piece of dew on it, we would come back and we'd all have unique shots. Everyone will have a different angle, a different sound, a length of the shot. And that's because everybody is unique. You know, we all look at things differently. And for me, creativity is not about your talent. That comes next. I think that essentially it's about believing in yourself enough. You know, who's to say that your neighbor is more entitled to share the way that they see the world? Everybody's unique, and to be unique is beautiful, and unique is different, and it's awesome. You know, we're all equally as awesome. And I think that's, for me, why creativity is such a beautiful space to explore, because it's about keeping it real. It's about, you know, change your perception to change your life. It's about the way that you see things. And you know, when you go out and you form something and you believe in it enough and you kind of create it, or you dance, or your poem, whatever you write, I would want to read that. I would want to see it the way that you look at the world, because that's beautiful. That's awesome. You know, it's you've got to keep it simple, keep it honest, keep it real, keep it close to home. Don't tackle these concepts that are way bigger than you right now. Keep it small, you know. Go and, if you go and film a rock concert, go take people through your journey if you want to be a filmmaker, you know. I used to film trance parties, which are like really hectic, like blah, 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 music things. Because that was my only entry point into the industry. I would charge 2,000 rand, which is about £2, you know. In those days, I found this way of kind of taking my camera and being like, you know, this is the way that I see it, and I believed in it enough by going, you know what, I'm gonna have the confidence to show someone else. And it's like standing naked in front of a crowd each time you show your work. I'm sure you feel the same, because you're so attached to it, and you go, you know, you can diss me for everything that I'm showcasing here, because that's how close you feel about your art. And you know, if you really believe it, you're going to be confident in showing it. And even if someone says, you know, you got haters, Gavin was so right there by saying, you know, I go and I read the comments on YouTube sometimes, and people say things like so off topic, because they're just trolls. They're not even speaking about the film itself. They speak about like Obama and Trump supporters and all weird things. I've never made a Trump film in my life. But the thing is that you don't read into that. You know, you can read the comments if you believe in your work enough, but don't let it affect you. And yeah, that's basically comes to the end of my speech. But I'd like to play you my latest music video, which I think you'll all relate to. And yeah. Thank you.
There's a place I go to when no one knows me. It's not lonely, it's a necessary thing. It's a place I made up, find out what I made up. The nights I've stayed up, counting stars and fighting sleep. Let it wash over me, I'm ready to lose my feet. Take me off to the place where one reviews life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. Take it all in and wake up, that's my part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got their reason, everybody got their way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. It gets into your body and it flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. Take it all in and wake up, that small part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got the reason, everybody got the way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. And it gets into your body, flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Into your body, it flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember our love.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favourite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out.